There was a woman washing his feet who loved Jesus so much. And so, when we have been greatly healed by God, and you will know that you'll be healed in this manner, you find you have what the Bible calls a soft, tender, contrite spirit. That is, you're sensitive to the feelings of people, to the hurts of people. And whether it be Peter, who is one who try not to confront, or Paul, who is a confronter, one common element after they are healed, the tears flow easily. The tears flow easily. And that's number one. When you've been healed, you have a soft heart that cries easily. Don't think that it is a good thing for you never to cry. Try to be a man and a strong person. Oh, but I'm be strong in front of people. That's not strength. That's not strength. That is a human strength trying to be strong. And it cannot last. But when the strength of God is in you and you're healed, you will always be soft in your heart and compassionate. Even though you could be a tough man like Paul, you will still cry easily. So how do we know we have been healed by God? You know, you should worry. You should really worry or really pray. You should not worry, but really, really be concerned if you have no ability to weep and cry for people. I would really be concerned. Because throughout the Bible, even Jesus is known as a man of tears. It is society and the hardness of life's experience that make us hard-hearted people who cannot cry. Now, I say that both of men and sometimes of women too. Although women naturally cry easily, but sometimes a woman goes through so much hardship, so much trouble, so much pain, that quote-unquote, they lose the ability to weep and cry. Then they become a hard person. When you're a hard person, you are actually hurt on your inside. And you need God to heal you. Paul or Peter, when God heals and touches you, one of the signs is tears flow easily. Like Paul, I would say, it's good to be mindful of the tears you shed before God. In heaven, there'll be no more tears. Let me tell you, in this life, you will cry for your loved ones when you see them in need. You will cry for your loved ones when you see them in pain. You cry for the Christians who are still not walking with God. You cry for the lost souls who are not walking with God. You cry because the will of God is not being done on this earth. There are many things that we should be soft and tender to. And a healed heart is one that can cry. In fact, when someone is so hurt they cannot cry, they have not been healed yet. Healing begins when you can weep freely in the presence of God. And the ability continues. Then you know your heart has not been hardened. Sometimes you could weep easily 4 years ago. But so much has happened between now and then that you have hardened your heart. Never, I plead with you, never ever harden your heart to people, to anyone. Because a hardened heart, the Spirit of God finds it so hard to work with. And it's a heart that's not healed. Secondly, even though Paul and Peter are healed, it doesn't mean you stop being yourself with your strengths and your weaknesses. And your strengths are your weaknesses. You can't help it because your strong points are your strong points, which makes you blind in another area. Paul's strong point was he was a confronter and a great debater. Peter was more someone who could gather people together. That's why he was the leader of the disciples. Their strong points sometimes come into conflict. Sometimes your strengths, when you confront with someone who's your direct opposite, it aggravates you. But you should be able to live at peace because you have been healed. You know, people who cannot live in peace are those who have not been healed themselves. When you have been healed, even if you come face to face with your antithesis, with the opposite, the person who is the very opposite of everything you represent, you will not be hurt. You will still be able to extend a hand of fellowship and still be able to work together like Paul and Peter. In spite of the contrasting character, they could work together. So the second part, when you know you're healed, is when you can come face to face with the people who hurt you, people who are your very opposite. Then you know you have been healed. Thirdly, in this little passage that we have seen and we have gone through, the first, I remind you, is tears. Tears are part of the healing process and the ability to cry in the presence of God. It's an important element, like blood flowing, your tear ducts being able to cry over everything is part of having a heart that is healed. Number two, an ability to work with people who are your very opposite. To welcome, to shake hands, to pray. Barnabas and Paul are two opposites. The ability to quarrel and make up. The ability to debate, to have strong contentions, and then love one another. That is an ability that shows you have been healed. So in the second point, we ask a question. Are there any chapters in your life that are not closed? Now, sometimes the people could have gone home or died, or they are beyond your reach. And I'm not saying that you should go all out to look for them. But all I'm saying is this. In your heart right now, if you see a picture of them, or you think about them, all those hurtful feelings must not be there. Whether in their physical presence or in the memory of their presence, when you don't feel those things anymore, you have been healed. And the last and final thing, true healing is coming back to have the heart of Jesus. So that the heartbeat within us is the heartbeat of Jesus. To have what I call the affections of Jesus Christ. And I'll close with this one little verse in Philippians chapter 1, which we exhort you to have. In Philippians chapter 1, Paul tells us here, when he relate to people, as he relate to the Philippian church, and he says in verse 8, God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all. Not with human emotions. Look at that. And he's not talking about his relationship with God. He's talking about his relationship with another Christian. He says, I long for you with the splagna, that is a Greek word, or the affections of Jesus Christ. And that's the third point that you see demonstrated in the story so far. That when you are healed in your heart, the splagna or the affections of Jesus is how you love one another with. Because you and I, let's admit it, in ourselves, we cannot love another person the way God wants us to love. In ourselves, we don't have the ability to be tender-hearted. That's a Bible word, be tender-hearted to one another. It's in Ephesians. In ourselves, We do not have that kind of capacity. But in Christ, we have. Let's pray. Father, we ask, Lord, that you do a deep work in our heart and in our life this morning. Your word says that you have come to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. Father, you know what goes on in our heart, in our thinking, and in our mind. You know the hurts, you know the feelings. You know our lack, you know our incapacity as well as our capacity. And Lord, we will all freely admit to you that none of us are perfect in love. All of us, Lord, got so much in our life to be dealt with. And none of us, Lord, have come to the capacity to love exactly the way Jesus loved. But Lord, one thing we desire, we do want to be like Jesus. We do want to learn to love like Jesus. We do want to have the affections of Jesus in our emotions, in our heart, in our life. And we want it in our life, Lord. Because that's the only way to live this Christian life. That's the only way to be free from hurts and pains and wounds in this life. We want it, Lord. In Jesus' name, let's all rise together.